Hey friends, it's Robert Imbrielli. Thank you so much for joining me. Another edition of Coach's Corner. And today I want to talk about something I think is of utmost importance. I don't know about you. Maybe this week you've been feeling that there's a lot more anger in society. I've certainly been feeling that and seeing that on social media, a lot more battling back and forth. I think a lot of people are frustrated. They're looking at what's going on. They're not happy. I'm not happy. You're not happy. And we really have a strange situation because we don't know who to blame. Isn't that true? We don't know who to blame. We don't know who's really controlling all of this. You know, is it really Biden that's controlling all of this? Very unlikely. Very, very unlikely that he's really in charge of what's going on right now. And one of the challenges that I see, and one of the things that makes us weak as a society, is that we're divided. So we're divided right now on so many different topics. First of all, they're always playing the race card, right? Race, race, race. Did we really have a huge racial issue before they keep bringing this stuff up? Probably not. I never saw it. I have a lot of friends, black friends, Asian friends, Muslim friends, and they don't report any of that kind of thing. They don't report that that's what's really going on. And I think the media kind of stokes the flames of that, and it flares up every once in a while. So we're divided. We're divided on race. And now, you know, old white guys like me are the problem, right? You know, then it was black guys, and then it's the Mexicans, and then it's like all of this racial stuff, which is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous that they would even keep fanning the flames. But there's a purpose to it, and the purpose is to keep us divided. The problem with a society that's all unified and all together is we're unbelievably powerful and cannot be broken. So how do they break us? They break us by dividing us. So we have people who believe that coronavirus is deadly. We have people who believe that it's really not much worse than the flu. They look at the numbers, they go 99.9% of the people survive this thing. Why the overreaction? We have other people who won't leave the house because they're so fearful of it. We have people who believe that masks are a good thing. We have people, on the other hand, that believe masks are a waste of time, right? And another division, right? And we have people who are now with the vaccine, people are like pro-vaccine, gotta get it, I wanna be first in line, I wanna get it. And there are people absolutely not, right? We're divided in so many different ways. Now, the problem with this is that we end up fighting amongst each other. And as we do that, we don't get stronger, we get weaker, right? We get weaker. So directing the energy, directing the anger at a fellow American, a fellow citizen, a fellow native, if you will, is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So what I'm doing more and more of this now is I'm looking for points we can agree on. And just like religion, you know, we don't agree on a religion. You got this faith, I got that faith. But the truth is, if you start looking for the points of connection where we do share a point of connection, you find there's a lot more similarity than there are differences, but we're taught to focus on the differences, right? And that's what's going on here. You know, so somebody who believes that masks are really helping them, I don't care. Fine, if you believe that's helping and you want to put that mask on and you want to go through your life wearing a mask, that's fine. If I choose not to, that's fine too. And I'll have conversations with people about the mask. I say, why are you wearing the mask? You know, what do you believe about the mask? And I'll just listen. I'll listen to their answers. Now, oftentimes their answers are instructed or informed by what they've learned in the media. So I look at them and I go, okay, can I be angry at them because this is what they believe about this? I believe something totally different, but where was I informed versus where were they informed? So a lot of people are believing this stuff. Very smart people are believing some things that when you dig deeper, and I've done a lot of digging on a lot of these topics, you'll find that what the mainstream media is putting out there is just not true. Now, we've got another situation going on where you can't have another opinion without being censored. I've got a lot of posts of mine that have been pulled down and you know, put these kind of videos on YouTube and they go nowhere. Nobody sees them. They get one view and that's me. I go check it to make sure it worked, right? They used to get hundreds of views for each video that I put up. And what ends up happening is you have this mono message, right? This same message across all the media. So people will look at that and they'll believe that what they're getting is the absolute truth. So I can't fault them that. I can't be angry at them because of that, because not everyone's going to spend the time and look at everything that's out there. I have to dig sometimes to find the truth or find alternative points of view, because if you just look at mainstream media, it's all one view, and it's not the correct view. There's a lot of stuff in there that you look at and you scratch your head and go, this doesn't even pass the common sense test Forget about, you know, science. Forget about anything else. It doesn't even pass the common sense test. So when you run across somebody who doesn't share a belief with you, what you want to do first is you want to find those points where you do agree. You got to have an open conversation, right? And this idea that we're all separated and got to stay 6 feet apart and don't spend time with friends, don't spend time with your neighbors. You know, when you see somebody in the grocery aisle, they're coming down your aisle, quick, go to another aisle because they could kill you. Is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's this game that is, again, another tool to divide us and keep us apart. We can't go to the local bar and hang out with our friends. We can't go to the local coffee shop. I did that a lot. Meet a lot of my friends at the coffee shop. Hang out, have a great conversation. Hey, what do you feel? And you find that where if you're able to do that, and I'm doing that more and more, regardless of the rules, I'm doing a lot more of that because it's needed. Our soul needs to connect. And it's really important to do that. It's not healthy to be disconnected. It's not healthy to not be around other people. And when you start hanging out with other people, you find that a lot of people think the same way. We may differ a little bit here, a little bit there, that kind of thing, but the truth is we agree on a hell of a lot more than we disagree on. So the goal here is to try to find those points where we agree and get, you know, clear on that and start having those kind of conversations. Have the conversations with people who are on the other side of the aisle. Right? I'll talk to Democrats, I'll talk to Republicans, I'll talk to anybody in between. And what I look for is, again, you know, where do we agree? Because we agree on a lot. We all want an easy life. We all want freedom. We all want a great economy. We all want low-priced gas, and we want business to thrive, and we want everything to be open. There's a lot we can agree on. Doesn't matter which side of the game you're on, there's a lot that we can agree on. And these little points that they keep, conditioning us to disagree with everyone on, and hey, let's snuff out anyone who doesn't agree with us, is ridiculous. And we can't let it stand. And I'm finding, looking at what's going on, I have my finger on the pulse, I see a lot of people are angry. A lot of people are frustrated. A lot of people, you know, filling up their gas tank and saying, you know, it's $20, $30 more to fill up now than it was just 90 days ago. That hurts. That really hurts people. And they see what's going on at the border. And it's like, it's horrible to see how these kids are being treated. And where are they coming from? And why are they unaccompanied? Why do you have 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds running across the border with no parents? What's going on there? Have they been sold into sex trafficking? You know, is that what's really going on? We don't know. We have no answers. All we know is they're coming up and they expect another 180,000 of them to show up. That should anger everybody. That should not be acceptable to anybody. And literally, I've talked to everyone. I don't care what side, which you're a Biden fan or not a Biden fan or a Trump fan. Everybody's upset about this. So we want to look for those things where we're all upset, where we can agree. We're not going to agree on everything. That's not the goal. The goal is, yes, we have to have differing viewpoints. And we can't snuff out the viewpoints we don't agree with. And learn from them. You can learn from them. Hey, you don't agree that, you know, vaccines might be dangerous? That's fine. You know, do your own research. Dig into it. Make your own, form your own opinion. Don't let the media inform you because they're snuffing out a lot of the information. Talk to other people. Get together with friends. You know, find out what they're thinking. Find out where they are on all of this. And I promise you, guarantee you, you're going to find a lot more in common with them than you have differences. Now, a lot of friendships have been ruined. A lot of families have been broken up. I've heard of people getting divorced over the politics because it is so divisive. And that's by design. I really believe it's by design. It's really to keep us fighting among each other and not paying attention to all the executive orders that are being passed and how quickly our nation's freedoms are being taken away and how we're being locked down even more. Now they're talking about a third wave of lockdowns. They're talking about new strains of the virus that are even more contagious. Contagious, fine. Deadly, yeah, not so much, right? So they want to scare us. They want to keep us apart. This is working so well. It's been a year now, and it's working so well, they're not about to let it go. So how it gets let go, how it stops, is we stop playing the game. We stop listening. Tune it out. It doesn't matter. I don't even know where we are on the scale here in California on shutdowns. I've gone back to normal. Last April of 2020, April 15th, I decided I'm done. I'm done playing the game. None of it makes sense. The numbers don't match up. Nothing that they've been telling me made any sense. I did a lot of research. I dug into a lot of different news. I watched a lot of holistic doctors and natural doctors. I listened to their presentations, hours and hours and hours of videos. And by the time April 15th came around last year, I go, this is ridiculous. So I just went about my business and I stopped worrying about it. I really gave up on it because I knew it's a game. And, you know, the more you dig into it, the more you'll find out. And it's just a game. It's nothing real that you have to worry about. It's nothing the way they're presenting. It's a complete and total overreaction. Now, somebody might be fearful. And, you know, am I going to bring that information to them when they're fearful? No, I'm going to ask them, what are you really scared of? What have you been hearing? What have you been listening to? And they'll often tell me, and you can always tell which media source they're getting the news from. Way over the top, it's NPR. Somewhere a little bit less over the top, CNN, MSNBC, right? So you can tell where they are. And if those are their primary news sources, I encourage them. I say, you know, recognize this, that all those guys have a vested interest in all of this. They're playing, they're part of the game. They're part of the cabal, if you want to call it that. They're part of it. So you're not getting fair and balanced news and clear news. And I don't even think you're getting fair and balanced news anymore from Fox or even Newsmax. I think you got to go beyond those and start looking for these new alternative news sites where you're going to get a lot more information. I'm looking at between 30 and 50 different news sources on a daily basis to keep up on it and know, because I got to make up my mind, right? You got to do your due diligence. They're going to put a shot in your arm. You probably want to know what's in it, right? It's irreversible. That's something that's a lifelong decision. Once you do it, you can't turn it back. You got to find out what's in it. Do your due diligence on it. Don't take the word of the media. It's safe. It's safe. It's safe. Oh, really? Yeah. Go look at some of the videos. Go look at what's in it. Go look at some of the doctors who are really in the know about it and hear what they're saying. Then make up your mind. You got to have all the information. You cannot make an informed decision having only half the information. You got to have it all. And I encourage everybody I know to get more information and learn more about it. I don't really care what side of the game you fall on. I know where I fall. I know where my beliefs are. I'm very strongly, seated in those. And I've been, it's because I've been digging and digging and digging. And all the information I've been finding has just reinforced my belief system about, you know, what is and what isn't real. So you got to make up your own mind. And wherever you fall, that's where you fall. And you can stay there. It's great. Don't be mad at other people for not believing what you believe. This is the problem. This is where we've got an issue. When we're beating up each other, we're not paying attention to what's really going on. And there's a lot of stuff being slipped through that, and it's coming so fast and it's happening so quickly, the news is barely even reporting it, if at all. A lot of executive orders have gone through that with no reporting on them whatsoever. You have no idea that your rights are being stripped away because we're battling, we're fighting with each other. Oh my God, doesn't have a mask, or why is this person wearing a mask, and why are you getting the vaccine? And we're fighting, and it's by design to keep us fighting with each other. That's gotta stop. It's got to stop. You got to put your family and friendships back together again. You got to stop, being so polarized, because polarized up there in Washington is one thing. Polarized here at our local level in a, intimate relationship, not acceptable. Really not acceptable. We're better than this. We're smarter than this. And we can change it. Because once we start coming together, and once we all get together and say, enough of the nonsense, we're done. We're tuning off the media. They're done. Right? CNN only exists because people watch it. When people stop watching it, there's no viewers, there's no ads to be sold, there's no revenue. Done. Facebook is the same thing. You don't like Facebook? They're censoring everything, they're censoring the truth, and they keep doing it more and more and more. Twitter, the same thing. Instagram, the same thing. Google, the same thing. If you don't like those, there are lots of alternatives. Once we go away, once we no longer give them our attention, these things will fail. They cannot exist without our attention. So we have choices. There are things we can do. And I encourage you to start doing some of these things. I pulled away from Google. I did a Google wash. I cleaned all the Google stuff out of my computers. I got it off my phones everywhere because I don't believe that they're doing us a favor by censoring information and changing and skewing search results so you can't find the truth. It's horrible. What happened to America? This is a land of the free, right? We have our First Amendment is free speech, and it's being trampled on left, right, and center. And that's not good. We've got to make sure that we have the whole story so we can make informed decisions. We can get together and have great conversations, and we can decide for ourselves what we want. Remember, this government is supposed to be by the people, for the people, not against the people, which is the way it is right now, right? The people are the problem. The government is taken over and they think the people are the problem and they're coming after us. So we got to start talking. We got to start having these conversations, because if we don't, it's all over. Right? Our freedom's gone. With 6 months from now, we're going to be locked down permanently. We're going to be masked for the next decade or more. We're not going to let go of that. It's working too well. Why would they let go of it? They let go of it when we stop abiding, when we stop, paying attention. There was a video I saw today. It was kind of interesting. There was a group of people who decided to get together and go shopping maskless in the UK. And they decided to all take off their masks and they're going shopping. right? It's that kind of thing that's going to change the narrative here. It's that kind of thing when we start saying, you know, enough, we're not playing this game anymore. Then it stops. It can't continue if we don't play it. It only continues because we keep playing into it and we keep fighting with each other. We got to stop. So I wanted to leave that message with you today. If you find this valuable, please share it with your friends. Please share it with your followers. Post it on social media. Post it wherever you can, because it's a message I think that really needs to be shared more and more. More of us need to be talking about this. If you've got a podcast, if you've got a way to share this, get out there and share it. It's going to make a big, big difference. All right. I'll come back. I'll do another podcast a little bit later this week, but I wanted to leave you with that important message today. And again, Robert Imbriali, and I will talk to you real soon. Thanks for watching.